Now, some of the things you touched on just a few minutes ago, you know, May 1st, your last day with the Comets, you know, we're in August now. Why should the fans and the listeners, why should they believe you? You know, I can easily ask, and I will ask, so just so you know, I will ask Hilton Koch to comment on what you've told me. So what makes you so believable in everything that's taking place this year with the Houston Comets?
Well, to be honest, Chris, I would hope that I wouldn't have to convince with the records that are with the league. I mean, that was all a part of history. You know, the league meetings, the board of governors meeting, the vote that went on. Some of those things, you know, cannot be denied. I had several great conversations with Mr. David Stern during the meetings that we attended. So I was really woven deep into the fiber of the league between December and January. And I still maintain a good relationship even with the Rocket staff and Tad Brown over there and during the whole process of the team being sold to us, end up making some good friends over there. So, I mean, it's one of those situations where I think it was obvious for the folks. I think Calvin Murphy, one of my favorite people, I think he said it best in terms of, he says, you're the one who put the whole deal together, I think, as he says. You know, how could you end up not being, you know, part of the team? He just couldn't believe that. We had pretty much lost the Comets for Houston. And he says, you know, you were able to put them, you know, make sure they stayed here to play another year. And, you know, since May, the biggest thing for me has been various city councilmen and their staffs and being around those folks, and they're saying, hey, you know, Darryl, we really, you know, sorry that it didn't work out. You know, we appreciate everything you did for the team. So I had a lot of calls come in from all over the country. There were pretty much calls of, you know, folks were in disbelief of what happened down here. They just didn't understand what was happening. But I would challenge anyone. I mean, from Fifth Avenue in New York to Gulf Freeway at Hilton's office, I mean, that the records are documented there. And I'll even offer, you can put me on Houston Round Ball reviewers Darryl Linden, and I'll take questions from the fans that they may have, even if it's about player issues or anything that they want to talk about. But, I mean, some of the records that were, in terms of records, I mean, documentation and emails that were still sent, you know, we had, that's just the way we did business, you know, in the NBA, and it's undisputable. Or indisputable, I should say. Let me just restate that question. I want to make sure I get this right. There's zero debate of what went on from last October through May in terms of myself being the one that put together the marketing and business and acquisition plan. I sat through all the negotiations with both our lawyers and the Houston Rockets. I was the one who spent the time with Carol Dawson and spent time with Andrea while Hilton was down running the furniture business. So that couldn't be denied. I guess the way I wish that my biggest regret is that the business of the team, I think that there's no way that I would have been working with the Comets of the WNBA 10 years from now. That just wasn't initially in my career. I don't look at things in terms of 10 years out. But I felt even if it was a one-year plan, I felt my role to the team was to come in and transition to the new ownership and get everything running smooth. I wish that the business of the first year would have been handled better. I recruited, I guess beg would be the right word, Paige Mann to leave her job, you know, and to come on board. You know, and to see her situation end up bad, that hurt me. To see Reggie Dixon, who I thought would have been a great coach in the league, definitely would have been a great assistant. to see him not only lose a coaching job, but lose an assistant's job. Then after being offered the community relations, not even being offered that job. Calvin Murphy, you know, who I chose and Hilton agreed with at the time to be our color commentator. We thought that the return of TV for Calvin Murphy would be just what the doctor ordered for the Comets to be able to have between our TV and radio broadcast. He's a Hall of Famer. We know Cynthia Cooper's a future Hall of Famer. Craig Ackerman is one of the best announcers in the business. We felt that we would have had a broadcast team that would have been second to none. So a lot of those plans for the team that were very high goals that we set, I was more disappointed. I guess that's the altruistic side of me. Even if all the other goals that could have been met and I've stepped aside for some reason or another, or say I would have been recalled back to active duty or whatever the case may have been, I would have felt that the team would have been in good hands. And I was really, you know, hurt to no end with that 0-10 start. If you would have ever told me, it's rare to see an NBA team, that the NBA team go 0-10, period. If you had ever told me that we would have started the season 0-10, you know, I wouldn't have believed it myself. I hated to see Cheryl Swoops in obvious pain at this point in her career. You know, I felt that if we would have went forward with the plan we had for her in the offseason, I thought she would have been in a better position to contribute and probably would have been healthier. I don't think we took advantage of Cheryl as a spokesman like I wanted to. I wanted to make her our full-time person in the offseason and pay her accordingly as the most decorated player in the game. And I personally think that even though the discussions with Renee Camino, the super guard out of Australia, that we drafted, Tom Cross had the foresight to draft her. He did a great job at that. But I also thought that if we flew Cheryl Swoops down to Australia and sat at a couple of her games, that would have made the difference. I felt that we failed by not getting Renee Camino into camp. I didn't think that she may play. She may have stayed and played and practiced with her country's team, but we should have at least been able to get her up to Houston to visit and go to camp. So, you know, that was a disappointment. I felt bad for Dimitri over Nikos that we couldn't get Kostaki, Anastasia Kostaki signed. I know that she's huge in the Greek community here in Houston, and I thought that if we could have brought her back on board, I think her up-tempo game, you know, could have benefited from the new regime here. So that was several disappointments. And I knew Van Chancellor retired and went on to bigger and better things at LSU. But one of my goals, had I stayed on the basketball ops side, was to make sure that I, you know, give him a chance to stay in some capacity, even as a senior mentor for the team, and having folks like Carol Dawson around to be as advisors on the basketball side could have only helped us. So I had a lot of smaller disappointments that I had and regrets that things that didn't happen, and it all culminated with that 0-10 start to the point where it was just really difficult to go to that games at that point and see the players out there. They're struggling. Now we're on the eve of being, you know, mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. And Comet basketball, you know, is about being in the playoffs. And I know that's going to be that's going to happen really only for the second time in our team's history that we're not going to be in the playoffs. So that's going to be tough to watch those other playoff games. But I'm really focused. You know, I've spent time, the readers may not know that I was instrumental in helping Dallas put together their initial drive to see if they're interested in a WNBA team. Had a great group of students out of the University in Dallas that led that research, and I kind of guided them we use the initial plan for the Comets as kind of a boilerplate to help them get started, and they just recently presented that, and they put together a great plan that we plan on delivering to several politicians and an investment group in Dallas that should they ever be interested in an expansion franchise, they will be more than prepared to do that. So that helped me still stay close to the game working on that project. And as well as I plan on doing some traveling, there's a couple international teams that are trying to increase their basketball presence in some of the major tournaments, world championships and Olympics. So I know I'll end up working with a couple of international teams and setting up some things for them. I have some great relationships with some players, just between the Comets and other players in the league. And I hope to be able to put together a Legends game. And Legends, as we know it, is our early all-stars of the league, to try to get them together and maybe have a touring game. So I've been staying busy on the basketball side of things.